بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الغداة في جماعة ثم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس ثم صلى ركعتين كانت له كأجر حجة وعمرة. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تامة تامة تامة. رواه الترمذي. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever reads his Fajr Salat with Jama'ah, then he sits remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rises. Then he prays two rakats of Salat. He will get the reward of a Hajj and an Umrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Tammah, 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 complete reward of Hajj and Umrah. Three times Rasulullah mentioned, you will get the reward of a complete Hajj and Umrah. Now this pertains to Ishraq Salah. Ishraq Salah is a Nafil Salah, which is performed after sunrise. Once the sun has risen slightly, it's approximately about 12 minutes after sunrise, that these two rakats of Nafil Salah are performed, and they have immense virtue, as has been narrated in many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once sent some sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in on an expedition, and they returned very quickly with a great deal of booty. One of the companions expressed his surprise at this and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not seen any army which returns so quickly and acquires so much booty as this army. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not inform you of the person who returns even quicker than them and acquires more booty than them? Rasulullah sallam then said, the person who performs wudu properly, goes to the masjid, performs his fajr salah and then performs ishraq salah, that is after sunrise, has returned quickly and returned with great booty. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala an, in which he says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ata'jizu ibn Adam an tusalli arba' rak'atin min awwal an-nahar akfika akhir yawmik." Rawahu Abu Ya'la, and similar narration is mentioned in Imam Ahmad, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ata'jiz, are you unable to perform?" Allah Ta'ala says, "Are you unable to perform four rakats of nafil in the beginning of the day, like how we mentioned now Ishraq?" Allah Ta'ala says, "I will suffice you all your needs right till the remaining of the day." So we all require Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's assistance. We all have different tasks, so you need. In this narration, four rakats have been mentioned. Some of the riwayats, two rakats has also been mentioned. So you need two rakats or four rakats in the beginning of the day, and Allah Ta'ala will suffice you all the needs of the remaining of the day. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.